A new method for determining someone's risk for heart disease has been unveiled at the recent American Heart Association meeting, and many experts are critical, saying the calculator overestimates risk for many. Michael Blaha, a preventive cardiologist at Johns Hopkins, offers his opinion.
I think the message for patients and physicians is that the risk calculator is a good place to start. It should start a discussion between a patient and a physician about risk. And there's going to be cases where the patient and the physician don't really agree with the risk that the calculator is telling them and may not want to go on a statin. And in that case, a discussion between the patient and physician about the risks and benefits and maybe consideration of further tests to individualize the risk assessments are warranted. And the guidelines do say this.
Blaha says additional tests may include coronary calcium scanning or other less invasive methods to underpin calculations with physical findings. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.